This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, let's get you caught up on the Atlanta Hawks now. And this one came down to overtime. They come up short, 149-148 to the Knicks, with Jalen Brunson hitting the go-ahead jumper with about 11 seconds left on the clock.
I'm trying not to hang my head about it. The Hawks finish 4-2 in their last six, and I believe have been a lot better than most people thought they would after the trade deadline. And they added some nice pieces. And with the news coming out yesterday about Larry Nance's knee and Vete Krejci's lower back, the non-displaced lumbar fracture that happened within 30 seconds of each other in game time the other night, it's just you're glad you made these trades. And so that's a 7.5-point dog going into last night's game. And you gave it a fight. You were down by six with, 8 seconds left, and Dyson Daniels works his magic. As does Trae Young, are able to get it back to even to send it to overtime. It's nothing to hang your head about. I'm not going to be worried about it. This team has – well, first of all, this team has a lot of home games coming up in the second, quote-unquote, half of the season, and they're playing at a higher level than I think a lot of people expected them to at this point with the pieces they've lost. So continue to work. Hopefully the shots start falling more than they did in the first quarter of the season. And with Dyson Daniels playing D – get back to rolling. But last night, Carl Anthony Towns took over. Jalen Brunson did his thing. That's an offense that's hard to stop, and they were hard to stop last night.
I've seen quite a few things good from the draft picks. From the trades they made, where everyone said we've given. Oh, look, they're salary dump. They're done. They're bailing on the season. You know, look, Jalen Johnson's hurt. They don't care. They're not trying to get better. They did get better. I think they got better. I mean, you had 42 points from the three guys that you acquired in trades from DeAndre Hunter and Bogey. Now, yeah, Terrence Mann didn't have his best night, but he also, not shooting-wise anyways, I think it was 0-for-4 from the floor, but he added, 3 or 4 steals in the game last night? 6 rebounds, thanks, Dallon. But then you had Georges Niang and LeVert, who dropped the other 41. And, I mean, you look at LeVert, he was close to a triple-double last night, and that's off the bench. So you weren't getting triple-double production from anybody that you traded away before the deadline. And as much good as DeAndre was, he wasn't doing it. And I can tell you, Bogey was almost non-existent in the last month and a half, 2 months of his career in Atlanta.
Does that now give you maybe more of a positive outlook through the next half of this season?
It depends on what you define as a positive outlook. I agree
with what you're about to say.
Jalen Johnson's injury means there was nothing real you're going to achieve this year.
Yes.
However, do I still feel like there's a glimmer of hope? Am I more positive today than I was before the trade deadline that you could get to the sixth seed and not have to be in the play-in round? Yes, I do. I have a little bit better feeling because I am seeing real production. I mean, guys, they scored almost 150 points last night. Trey dropped 38 and 19, and you had multiple guys score 20 points last night.
Let me tell you something else I didn't expect. I didn't expect to feel a sigh of relief that I'm not waiting for the other shoe to drop when it comes to DeAndre Hunter. Like, I kept watching DeAndre Hunter throughout the first half of the season and thinking, okay, does he revert at some point back to DeAndre Hunter? And to his credit, kept stepping up to the plate every single time that I had that kind of pause and that thought process going through my head. But yet, without seeing him in a Hawks uniform and him, with him being shipped out, I have this new breath of fresh air of, I don't know these guys. I don't know their downsides. So I'm just hoping for the best from the guys you brought in. And Caris LeVert, to your point, has been very good. And with the injuries they've sustained, are extremely lucky to have a guy like that.
And let's not mince words. Everybody that was upset that DeAndre was traded when he was, they wanted him gone for a couple years. Most people didn't want him re-signed. Oh, they waste all that money. He only gave, you know, till this season, the shining moment in his career was a playoff game against the Heat where I think he dropped 27. And at the time, it was like his career high. Like, that was his best moment. Other than that, he was a defender, a primary defender who did that well. But he was a guy looked at as a disappointment, someone that shouldn't be here anymore, that should be used to trade away. And you traded him away at the highest part, as far as the highest point in his career for what his value was to other teams, which is something, again, that media and fans complain they did not do with John Collins. So, and it's like we all talked about this Friday. And so what were we up in arms at just a week ago about?
It goes back to the whole Brad Rowland poll that I was talking about, and shout out to him because I thought it was hilarious. His poll was, would you rather the Hawks make a move that you don't like or make no move at all? And like 40-some-odd percent were like, I'd rather make a move I don't like because at least it brings something fresh to our perspective about the direction the team's going.
Look, we are going to react to things that happen with our teams as they happen. That's okay. But that point, when we don't know, and I'll be the first to admit that I had to study about LeVert and Terrence Mann, And I knew about Niang. I knew about Niang. I had watched. That was one guy in the trade I knew about.
That you knew.
But maybe we should take a page. Boy, hell might freeze over here. Out of Tiffany's book and wait and see a little bit or study before
Two things for me you need to clip this week.
Before we instantly just throw up in our mouths and start screaming about how bad of a move it is. Right?
Yeah, maybe.
Because when I first saw Mann and LeVert, I had to text Dylan, tell me why I shouldn't be upset. And then Dylan goes, go read. And I did, and Dylan had some sense in him. He does.
Well,
you know what you're talking about.
Speaking
sometimes.
Of throwing up in your mouth a little bit, we got it mic'd up to get to. All right, shout out to the NASCAR driver bracket. This is the final four has been cut down and moved on from Noah Gregson today. And the final four is set, man. So,
I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah, tell me something. Final four is Ross Chastain, William Byron, friend of the show, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Chris Buescher.
I don't know if I can live in a world where you're a Noah Gregson fan.
Yeah, well, he got moved on from, so no need to worry about
good,
that. William Byron beat him out today, so we'll be talking about that tomorrow. We'll reveal the final two tomorrow on the show.
I'd rather live in a world where you're a Noah Gregson fan than a William Byron fan.
Yeah. Friend of the show, William Byron.
Yeah.
Don't you sleep on him.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I'll say this. He made me sleep on him because he actually made me like the 22 driver more than him.
Okay. Well, there you go. I'm glad you got that off your chest. We'll be at the Ambetter Health 400 next weekend. Make sure you guys are getting your tickets at LandMotorSpeedway.com. Is there any, before I tell this story, any icks that y'all need to get off your chest? Anybody have one that you're like absolute non-starter? Could be anything that a person does or that you have to deal with. Anything like that?
You picked up your headphones quite fast, Dylon.
I'm sure Simone has an ick for you, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. I know she has Nick for me, but
he doesn't want to get in
trouble. I can't think of any off the top of my head. No.
Yeah. Okay. So let me start.
Hold on. Maybe not even how you never get your way.
I get
that's
my
not
way.
An ick, though.
That's not an ick. That's not an ick.
Yeah, it
that's
is.
Just, that's just a bone to pick.
The ick is I don't get my way.
Yeah. That's not an ick. All right. So here's how this conversation. First of all, my wife rarely ever calls me from work. Right? She rarely ever calls me from work. And yesterday she dialed me up in the middle of the day, and I was like, "Hey." What's going on? Calls me from my office phone. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, oh, nothing, just chilling out. She goes, hey, I have to ask you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Something. Would you, if I asked you, ever be willing to cut my toenails? And I was like, dude. I said, do what? I was like, probably not. I said, now, is this a one-off thing, or are you asking me from, like, now on? She goes, I guess a one-off. I said, yeah, I don't know. Like, probably not. I would not want to do that. She goes, how about if I offered you $1,000 to cut my toenails one time? I was like, for $1,000, yeah, give me the clippers. I'm going in on these things.
Yeah,
like,
but who,
no problem at all
money
for $1,000.
It's probably coming out of your own bank account.
Yeah,
so.
No, she makes way more money than I do.
It's
I got news for you. No.
I don't know if he shared them, you know.
No. So it's funny because she started getting this, and I said, wait, where did this even come from? And she was like, we were at lunch with the girls yesterday talking about your icks. And she goes, there is no way that I would ever be able to move further in my relationship with my husband if he ever asked me to cut his toenails and I had to cut his toenails. And I was like, dude, how does this kind of thing even come up? So I guess yesterday they went around the room and started revealing their kind of icks about their husband. And that happened to be my wife's. And I had no idea. She said, even with $1,000 on the table, and she said maybe even $10,000 on the table, she would not be able to, at one point, cut my toenails. She said, for the rest of our relationship, she would never be able to move past that. I told her, for 10 grand, dude, I'll whatever I got to cut them with, I would cut her toenails for $10,000. There's
That's
no
not
problem
really
with
an
that.
Ick either, though. Like, it's like...
Toenails are not an ick?
An ick would be, my husband cuts his toenails in the bed. That, like, that's a, like, someone you're dating cuts their toenails in the bed. That is the, that's, like, the ick. I even hate the word ick, but that is more in line with, like, what it would be.
So Boca what would hate. You call it, then?
That's just kind of, like, one of those, would you ever do this for that kind of money? Like, Bo, you could ask Bo, would you ever lick the bottom of your foot for 10 grand? Like, that's not really in the... Like,
would you lick the bottom of your wife's foot for 10 grand? Absolutely.
But that's not really like an ick. That's more like a fear factor. That's more like a fear factor.
I mean,
an ick would be...
I don't know. I think that's
where you would hate that you sit at the table with Amy and she... You hate the way she swallows her water. It just grosses you out. That is what an ick is.
I will tell you, for a long time, mine was hair on the shower wall. Like, I don't know if y'all ever deal with that. It, like, when
that's an it's in the ick category.
Why is that any different?
Because the action of, like, asking, would you ever do this for X amount of money isn't really an ick. The ick is the action of, my husband, like, picks his nose in bed.
I kind of agree with
that. I'm not following. I'm trying to,
she's
though.
She's saying An ick isn't something that you're bet to do. An ick is is a tick that you're
It's something that you're putting up with.
Something grosses you out. Okay, I think I'm following. All right, so it's just that toenails gross her out so bad that I didn't realize that that was what would send her over the edge. Like, to me, toenails, I'm like, it's just toenails. Like, I don't have gross feet, I don't think.
Would an ick be like...
Kind of oddly shaped, but...
And that, this is actually a serious question. would an ick be like... A habit they have, but not like not like swallowing your water wrongly.
For sure.
But like, say, if now I'm not saying mine does this, but if your significant other.
Hey, this man's treading so lightly right now.
This man trying to stay out of the doghouse.
Doesn't load the dishwasher to your liking. Would that be an ick?
That's an ick.
I feel like that's an ick. But isn't ick supposed to be like something that grosses you out? Like it kind of just gives you like the squirms.
I think it could be anything that like annoys
but it's
you.
Ick.
Or
that's what the definition of like ick.
Yeah, but I don't think it has to be a gross you out kind of thing. I just think it's like a non-starter when it comes to a relationship.
Well, it does kind
of
gross me out when I open the dishwasher and it's not. If I open the dishwasher and it wouldn't be used a maximum.
But why do you say ick? You say ick when something's gross. So, yeah, if the dishwasher stinks every time that it's not, I don't know, loaded properly or that it hasn't been run.
So none of y'all in here have, like, non-starters. What do you got?
I actually have a couple of icks.
Okay, go ahead.
So, one, the shower in the – not, like, either not getting off the wall or not – if you have a lot of hair droppings in the shower, you don't pick it up. That's a huge ick. Because please pick that up.
That's
I'm not trying to have your hair all up in the shower.
You like just a ball of the hair.
Yes,
like,
I hate that. Yes.
I've got like, because I wear my hair curly sometimes, I've got like a catcher thing, so when I wash my hair in the shower, it catches all the
hair. Please fix that situation before I get in the shower. Please.
No, that doesn't bother me.
That would be an ick. Hair grosses me out.
You know what bothers me more? And we've talked about this.
What grinds my gears?
Is when...
It's been a lot of Family Guy references.
We're going somewhere and we're both, hey, you go and get in the shower and then I'll get in after you because I know I'm quicker. If the mat at the shower is wet. Like
ooh,
if you don't,
that's
if,
a good
when,
one.
When people don't, if you don't dry your feet off...
It's kind of like a warm toilet seat in the public bathroom.
Yeah.
The warm toilet seat in the public bathroom? Is that what you're
also
referring?
Too?
No, it's not that bad. Cause that I would just go in my pants.
Super quick.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Another warm toilet seat.
Another very quick ick that Simone actually does, and I will call her out for it. Like she'll be on her phone and she'll be so deep on her phone. I ask her a question, she'll literally respond like 30 seconds later, which is like,
that's frustrating.
Like, that's an ick.
That's more of an annoyance, not an like. It's a different ick. Yeah. Is like the act of being like gross.
Maybe I am using the word wrong. I don't know.
Hey, you can tell us what your icks are.
And be like, I don't need all the weird stuff. You know what I mean? Yeah.
If you have an ick and you want to anonymously call and share some stuff about your spouse without getting in trouble, you can do that here. It's a safe place.
No, put your name on it. Nuh-uh. No anonymous reports. Put your name on it.
Nah. You didn't put your name on anything,
call
Amy. No, I don't want to hear it from you.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.